Question name Carmen Irizarry, CarmenIrizarry. Date of birth 6/10/1945. Date of procedure April 29, 2024. Patient performing Bab Mohan Kama MD. Referring doctor Gerson Guerrier, Gerson Guerrier. Indication dyspepsia, colorectal cancer screening. Project performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsy and colonoscopy, comma aborted. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complication, including bleeding, infection, perforation, regression, as well as a possible of missing lesions, sweet patient, and respiratory gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus, third donum, stomach, G junction, esophagus, cardia, air was stomach before the scope. This concluded the appendiscope exam. The patient the turnaround to the colonoscope exam. Additional exam is performed. Well lubricated Olympus video pediatric colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced under direct vision to the sigmoid colon. Further advancement was not possible due to presence of solid stool. Colonoscopy was therefore aborted. Patient recovered well post procedure. Any complications? Findings: upper endoscopy, Z line 30 centimeters, esophagus normal, no Barrett's like mucosa was noted at the G junction, stomach normal, biopsy is taken for Helicobacter pylori / GYM from antrum and body. The stomach and esophagus had mild tortuous appearance, duodenum was normal. Colonoscopy exam aborted due to poor prep, scope advanced up to sigmoid colon. During the procedure, desaturation was noted with audible wheezing. O2 saturations were improved upon supplemental oxygen. Impression, normal upper endoscopy, colonoscopy aborted due to poor prep. Plan, follow up in the office to discuss procedure results and the pathology results. Given patient's age, I do not recommend further endoscopic evaluation given her risk versus benefit ratio. However, if the patient is willing to proceed with endoscopy evaluation, I recommend planning a colonoscopy procedure with extended bowel prep regimen at a hospital setting. End of dictation.